Good morning. My name is Kwame Kilpatrick. I am mayor of Detroit, Michigan, a city that has long been one of America's economic engines and a city whose transformation and rebirth risk being run off the road by the president's proposed $2.4 trillion budget. The view from my desk may be the best in the nation to see America at work and to understand how misguided the economic vision is from the Oval Office. To the west, I see one of the world's busiest border crossings, where $92 billion in goods flow each year between the United States and Canada. Just down the street, I see our city reflected in the gleaming headquarters of General Motors, the world's largest company and a cornerstone of our nation's most important industry. And lately, I'm proud to say, the view has been obscured by cranes and crews working on Detroit's biggest construction boom in 50 years. At the same time, I look out on a city that, like most urban centers in this country, has been woefully neglected by the federal government. Funding cuts have hobbled our schools, eaten away at our infrastructure, and dismantled programs to help the poor and those who need help to rise up in the workforce. Combine this with the steady march of manufacturing jobs leaving Michigan, which account for approximately 140,000 of the 3 million jobs lost since the president took office, and you understand why our unemployment rate is rising and our neighborhoods are struggling. This snapshot of the Detroit metropolitan area is not unique. It is a similar story in every major U.S. city. Yet the picture of America reflected in the president's budget is so disconnected from reality, it could very well have been beamed back from Mars. While the president's plan to gut vital programs, punish the middle class, and saddle our children with a staggering debt is reckless, perhaps more alarming is the flawed economic premise upon which it is based. The president would have us believe that his mix of ever-increasing tax cuts, which he now wants Congress to make permanent, is a magic potion to create jobs and get our country moving again. Nothing could be further from the truth. The reality is that if America's cities don't prosper, our nation will not prosper. This country's economy is driven by its 320 metropolitan areas, which generate 86% of our nation's economic